Now to the serious questions raised today about the safety of Boeing's new 737 MAX airplane after an Ethiopian Airlines flight of that model crashed Sunday with 157 people on board. There was a similar deadly Lion Air crash in October on the same type of plane. Officials say a central factor in that crash was a new anti-stall flight control system. Joining us now is Dennis Tager, a pilot for American Airlines and a spokesman for the union. He also flies the new 737 MAX 8. Captain, welcome.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Now, it is still far too early to know if the cause of this crash is the same as that Lion Air crash last year, but what's your reaction? Are you suspicious?
Absolutely. Clearly, we have to wait for all the facts to come in, but it did happen in a similar flight regime. It had characteristics that are eerily similar to the Lion Air incident, but it does not mean that that is the automated system that kicked in that we weren't aware of prior to Lion Air kicked in. So we are awaiting all the details, but just like any human experience, our pilots are humans, and they're starting to call the question, what information don't I have?
And you're referring to the fact that Boeing had left out the information about this new flight control system from its manuals, I assume, for this new plane.
That is correct. From the pilot manual, what we study and prepare for, the information was absent. It was zero.
Can we talk about some of the clues that we do have in this crash in Ethiopia? A witness described the flight as swerving and dipping before it crashed, and it also does look like that the altitude fluctuated a lot during the few minutes that the plane was flying. Are those the characteristics that you mentioned that sound similar to you?
Yeah, they do sound similar. There's no doubt about it. But it doesn't necessarily mean that this was the issue that caused the crash to happen. So we're going to get that information, and we're going to move from there with the facts. Our pilots are asking those questions now. They're asking about additional training. They're asking about what information they may not have that they thought they should have had before. So it's a very stressful time for our men and women out there. But they're going to hold the standard of having a safe aircraft for our passengers. They hold that calling very high because we're on that airplane with our passengers. No mystery about that.
Sure. What about the training? Have you gotten any new training whatsoever on how to fly these aircraft? Should others be getting it?
Unfortunately, the FAA certified this new aircraft in the U.S. We had 56 minutes of an iPad lesson for some of the differences. So we've asked for more training. American, after the Lion Air incident, provided us immediate ground school training on the new system, which was helpful. But we implored them to purchase simulators so that we get hands-on experience. They have purchased simulators. We'll be getting them later this year and start training on them. And we look forward to additional simulators through the coming months.
But you're saying you were trained on an iPad and that's it? So what does that even mean?
Yes, we received an iPad lesson, 56 minutes long, basically slides and some audio to describe some of the differences on the 737 MAX, because at the time, the FAA, and still to this day, approved that as the required training for pilots. We found it to be certainly at the absolute minimum. Our pilots have been out there flying the aircraft. I've flown it, and I felt comfortable, but it's taken a lot more time, and you have to be very diligent in what you do and do a little quite a bit of pre-study.
Well, let me ask you, if you were confronted with this situation in a cockpit during a flight where the anti-stall system kicked in and you were fighting against it, would you know what to do?
I would now. I wouldn't have known before Lion Air crash.
Wow.
Because I had no idea that system even existed before the Lion Air crash. That's the difference today. Each and every one of our 737 pilots knows as soon as these things kick in where to go to stop that runaway system.
China and Indonesia have grounded their fleets of 737 MAX 8 jets. Should the United States be doing the same thing?
I think we have to clearly look at it. We're not in a position to say whether that should happen, but clearly every stakeholder is talking about this. So we want to take a disciplined approach to it, but not let perfection get in the way of progress. So this is about protecting passengers and crews and the land underneath the aircraft that the aircraft fly over.
But certainly you could understand the flying public at this point might be getting nervous. If they step on board a Southwest Airlines jet or an American Airlines jet that is one of these new 737 MAX aircrafts, they're going to be nervous.
Sure, absolutely. There's going to be a shake in confidence in that. So you have to rest assured that on American and Southwest, we know them very well, those pilots, highly trained, and we're up to date now on those system, the MCAS system that you spoke of. But we're out there as a defender and an advocate for our passengers, and we're asking those hard questions, and we're asking them from a basis of expertise. We're going to get through this, and we're not going to be quiet about it, and we're going to render our opinion when we get the information very strongly, because we're on that aircraft with our passengers, and our task is to protect them at all costs.
That's Dennis Tager, who flies Boeing's new 737 MAX 8 airplane for American Airlines. He's also a spokesman for the Allied Pilots Association. Captain Tager, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.